I speak to you in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. Amen. Do some of you remember the old Herman cartoons? Done by a guy who once lived in Saanich, apparently. I saw one that seemed to connect with our gospel today, showing an older man with a shark attached to the back of his old-fashioned shoulder strap swimsuit. And he's standing at a hotel front desk showing a brochure to the clerk. The hotel clerk looks down at him and says, "I think you'll find, sir, our brochure says safe beach. You must have gone into the water." We often have to take the bad with the good in life, as our gospel today seems to suggest. We want our safe beaches, comfort zones in life, but unless we venture out beyond the shore of the known, our lives remain much smaller than what's on offer in God's good creation. I found this gospel to be quite challenging, with Jesus speaking of the weeds as the children of the evil one and the enemy who sowed them as the devil, and that these evildoers would be gathered up by angels at the end of the age and be thrown into the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Although heaven knows that last phrase especially has likely gotten lots of sermon mileage over the centuries, especially with fire and brimstone preachers. I got so desperate that I actually had to turn away from many seemingly inadequate online commentaries and pull a good old-fashioned William Barclay commentary off the actual bookshelf. Barclay starts off giving us this useful agricultural information, and I quote, "The picture in this parable would be clear and familiar to a Palestinian audience. Terrays were one of the curses against which a farmer had to labor. They were a weed called bearded darnel. In their early stages, the terrays so closely resembled the wheat that it was impossible to distinguish the one from the other. When both had produced seed heads, it was easy to distinguish them, but by that time their roots were so intertwined that the terrays could not be weeded out without tearing the wheat out with them." End quote. Okay, at least we've got early Palestinian agriculture 101 partly covered. Next, we have something that sounds kind of paranoid. But sadly, humans still do such things as trying to ruin the food crops of their enemies, or even to completely destroy their crops, as has been done in various warfare situations. Another example of real evil in the world. This parable does teach us how hard it is to distinguish between those who are in the kingdom and those who are not. We are much too quick to classify people and label them as good or bad without knowing all the facts, says Barclay. 60 years after he wrote such things, we've certainly heard a lot about how important it is to not judge people. As a full-blooded Italian, it often seems totally contradictory to my DNA, something like that, to not judge people. So I can partly blame my ethnic heritage for being such a slow learner about this subject. Any other Italians out there, we can talk later. I'm not implicating you. We are not to judge people, true, but as Christians, are we not continually called to try and discern the good from the evil in our world? With stronger forms of evil often subtly disguising themselves as good. And if we're going to wait until the end of the age to find out which is which, we're not going to be very effective in counteracting evil on this earth. Mind you, this could be a good excuse to sit back and let God sort it all out. Well, we just take care of me and mine, right? Can you picture it at the pearly gates with Jesus, or maybe Peter, if you want the full cliche, asking you, "So what did you do with the life that I gave you?" Now, God knows the answer to this already, but may well want to hear our version of things, the reality that we were conscious of experiencing. This might be an especially pointy, prickly question for the average Canadian, with so many privileges, resources, and opportunities at our disposal. Yes, ultimately God will decide who is good or what is evil, although it's hard to believe that God would create anything or anyone that is evil. Such dualistic thinking has gotten humanity into a lot of trouble over time, making separations between us and the other. The struggle towards greater interconnection is far from over. As St. Paul says in our epistle today, the whole creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. Presumably, those children will cherish and protect the rest of God's creation so that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. But meanwhile, Paul goes on to say, the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. We're probably still in labor trying to birth the world of justice and truth of which Jesus spoke. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit, those of us longing to be compassionate disciples and to use our time, energy, and resources to help bring about the reign of God on earth, we too groan inwardly at how painfully long it seems to be taking for the earth to bring God's ways of love and mercy to birth. Instead, we see so much of the opposite: selfishness, greed, and apathy, which lead to large sectors of humanity suffering in terrible poverty, which in turn makes conditions ripe for violent conflicts and vicious divisions in so many places on what was supposed to be God's good and loving earth. Matthew is the only gospel that mentions the kingdom of heaven. And today we heard Jesus say that good and evil are somehow all part of the picture. While we do want to avoid dualistic thinking, since God is in all things, we cannot escape the everyday presence of evil in our world, especially now with the ubiquitous influence of social media. When I signed on to Facebook pages that gave me free daily articles from many major news sources like the Globe and Mail, Maclean's, the New York Times, the Washington Post, BBC, The Guardian, and others, I thought, wow, what a deal. Used to be expensive to subscribe to these, but now it's all free and paperless on Facebook. Together, of course, with all the free fake news that is often difficult to discern. Back to the cartoon. There's our man Herman trying to accuse the hotel of false advertising when they promised a safe beach. But the beach is not the water, right? Splitting hairs, sarcastic satire, even humor itself can be misunderstood. What's funny to me can be insulting to others, and vice versa. Some blame social media itself for this mess, but actually all these differences were already present in the world. But we used to be able to live much more insular lives, hearing news from one spoken source a couple of times a day and maybe reading one newspaper a day. Nice little bubbles where everything else of human misery and violence and planetary degradation, not to mention the awful opinions of your friends and family, were largely hidden from view. Let both God and evil grow together until the harvest, Jesus says, and then God will sort them out. Indeed, the growth of evil beside us gives us something to push against, resistance training. May we not be found to be weeds on the last day, and may God guide our daily struggles as we yearn for and try to discern what is good. Amen.